Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is Overseer Sadie Yadid. I am glad you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about each individual today on ourselves. And our topic today is take off your mask. And I don't mean the mask from cosmetic, from putting the makeup on, nothing like that, but take off your mask. And before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for rising us up this morning, starting us on our way, giving us health and strength in our body to see a brand new day. Thank you for awakening us, dear Heavenly Father, that you open up our eyes. Thank you for this brand new morning. Please help me begin this day with rejoicing and with praising. With you on my lips, dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth with the show today, dear Heavenly Father, I also praise you for the promise of your word, dear Heavenly Father, that your loving kindness never ceases. I rejoice that your companion never fails, but we are new every morning. I commit this day to you. Help me to keep you first in my thoughts. Help me to magnify and glorify your great name in all that I do and say today. Let me have the mind of Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Well, today we're going to be talking about taking off your mask. And some of the tag words you will hear me talking about throughout our topic today is accountability, vulnerability, advice, prayer, and acceptance. You know, if you truly want the character of Christ, we must look at our weakness, shed our hypocrites, and stop pretending and pretend. That's what we're going to talk about today. Taking off your mask. You know, in churches they say, you know, that lady of that name wears so many hats. They do this, they do that, they do this and do that. But today we're not going to talk about take off the hats. We're going to talk about take off your mask. You know, God is the best instructor and a teacher. The Bible says he will instruct in ways we should go. All you have to do is follow what he tells you in the word of God. He will guide us with his eyes. You'll find that in Psalms 34. You can turn over to that and read that chapter. And you go through situation in our lives to humble us, to reveal what and to test us to see whether we will keep his commandments. You know, he knows that in the fight against Satan, we must have the basic that our feet will remain planted. You know, the state of our inward man outside help to determine whether we are able to maintain this stand. You know, the Bible said that the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. Always looking for an opportunity and an opportune time. You know, what will our reflect be when in our lives based on outward strength? Then when challenges be automatic for us to go to our inward man to defend our character and value. You know, as I went through the scripture, I was reminded when Moses faced challenges from the people of Israel, he automatically was to go back to the Lord. That made him meek. Not weak, but made him weak, meek. When Jesus saw that Satan, he replied with a quote from the scripture saying, "It is written," made him strong. It is written in the word of God, everything that we need. You know, I even bring up when Paul and Silas was in prison. After being in prison, was responded by giving thanks and praise to God in that jail. That made them, all these men, react to the enemy attack based on the strong, special foundation in their heart. You know, when you think about the mask, take off your mask. You know, we all always working on ourselves from the outside in. Going on a diet, it probably because you don't like what you see in the mirror and want to change it. And it's probably less about your concern for your well-being. You don't like the way you look anymore, so you want to do plastic surgery. You want to change your feature. Isn't that a mask you're wearing? You know, we have the same habit of worrying about appearance when it comes to faith. Maybe you pray before a meal when you're out to eat just so often with you, or maybe you don't feel for fear of what others will think. Maybe you put money in the offering plate just so people will know that you are giving to the church. Maybe you read your Bible because you feel like you should and you want it to transform you, as opposed to because you are transformed and desire to learn more. Confess. You are guilty as charged of all of the above. Just think about when you go into the body of Christ, how many masks are you really wearing? You wear a mask when you get to the door. You're greeting the greeter or the usher with a smile. But by the time you sit in your seat, you got rocks in your jaws. Take off your mask. You don't like what the preacher then said in his sermon. You're wearing a mask. You got a facade on. You know you live in a flat. Don't say you live in a mansion. Take off the mask. You know, we all wear a mask sometime in our life. We present ourselves as the person that we want people to believe we are. It's probably not a conscious decision, but it's still a fact, confession. This is part of our mask. You know, this is where I put on my perfect Christian girl mask when I get to church or when I get in front of people at a program. You know, mask and talk as if I have all the answers. If you don't have the answer, just let a person know. I don't know the answer. Don't put on a facade. Don't put a mask on to make people think you what you are and you're not. Be yourself. This is where I can share all of my thoughts about my faith as if I'm terrified to discuss with my non-Christian friend. You know, you have them on your job. You have them in the church. You have them as neighbors. But I am terrified of that which why, with the exception of maybe some of your close friends, who know the secret? I kept myself pretty unknown. How many of us today are wearing a mask? Take off the mask. Let the people see the true you. You are loving. You are a kind person. You're not that macho person. You're not that person like to curse or like to run somebody up one side of the street and down the other. Because you with certain people, you put on a mask. Take that mask off today. If we truly want the character of Christ, we must look at our weakness that we have. You don't need to put a mask on. And you know, as I was writing this up, I thought about it. Let me give you a mask. First of all, it's a covering. Or partial cover for the face, using for a disguise. Men and women of God, it's time to come from behind that disguise that you've been wearing. You either you or you not. Don't try to be like somebody down the street. Be who God made you are. You know you are anointed. You know you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Just because your bloke can speak in tongues and you can't, don't mean you don't have an anointing that God has given you. Stand up. Be counted. Be all God wants you to be. Character. You know, that represents one of the attributes or features that make up and distinguish things mentally, ethical traits, and make a person or group. Transform. I'm just throwing some words out there to you today. Mean to change in character or condition. Convert. Destiny. We all have a destiny. Some things to which a person or thing is destined or predetermined, cause or event, often held to be irresistible. Power of anew. The Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come in you today. You don't have to wear a mask. Take off the mask today. If someone don't like you for who God made you, tough. Let them go on down the road. You don't have to please nobody but God and yourself. Stop trying to hide behind a mask today. You know, the Apostle Paul understood that character is not determined by characteristic. He wrote, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. He makes it clear that matured, and when you are mature, doesn't have anything to do with our height or looks, but it has a lot to do with our heart. It is a result. You know, ourselves too, and gladly obey the Holy Spirit so that we can put a reasoning, thoughts, and speak of a child. Maturity is not judged by criteria or by what we do, but by who we are on the inside, the real person. Today, whoever you are listening to this program, stand up and be the real person God has made you to be. You don't have to put on a facade. If you're an evangelist, be an evangelist. If you're a bishop, be the bishop. If you're an apostle, be an apostle. If you're a servant of God, a missionary, be what God have called you to be. You don't have to put on no mask for nobody. If somebody don't like the way you dress, somebody don't like the way you talk, they found problems with Jesus. Jesus created everyone, but they always was ridiculing Jesus. So you know they're going to ridicule you. Take off the mask today. You know, we become involved in certain types of ministry only as a stepping, ultimate goal. Somebody will tell you, why don't you go join that church? They're doing this, 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 and that. And girl, you can use your gift. A guy, you can use your gift there. And I'm just using that for instance because that's where a lot of people put on the mask, is in these different body of Christ, these different ministries. You know, we are being used, you all, misused, and abused people for our own gain. Have you ever misused somebody or abused somebody for your own selfish gain? But we don't ever want to come down to humble ourselves. We increase abundantly, glamour, success, and names and fame, so that on the outside at the expense of our inward man. Aren't you tired of trying to be something that you're not? Just be you. God loves you the way he created you. He loves you the way he made you. You're trying to pacify everybody in that little circle, everybody in that ministry. I'm going to speak on me. I can't speak about nobody else. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. For me, I do prison ministry. I'm not ashamed of that gift God gave me to go into the prison, to go into the jail cell. I do outreach. I'm not ashamed to go out and feed the hungry, give clothing. I don't have a mask on. I can rub elbows with them that It's not so clean. Them that is torn, not only with the clothing, they mind. Take off the mask today. You know, but the Lord made it clear that the outside is not what matters to him. Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature when you're helping somebody. For the Lord does not see as man see. For man look at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. You'll find that in 1 Samuel 16 and 7. The process of determining which son of Jesse God wanted to become Israel and Israel and Samuel was tempted to use criteria other than God to choose. You know, we can go to the Bible. We can read stories after stories in the Word of God about different ones that tried to hide their identity to who they really were. Even the disciples, long as God was feeding them, doing everything for them, but when God went to the cross, how many denied God? They had put a mask on. They didn't know the master. That was a mask. Oh, yes, you were. Oh, no, no, no. I don't know the man. I don't know him. How many of you all doing that today in radio land, computer land today? How many of you all, people see you down the street, and they say, aren't you Miss So-and-so, child? Oh, no, just because your mother wasn't a mother you thought she should have been, or you had a father that you thought he shouldn't have been the father he should have been, just because he drank, he gambled, he's still your earthly father. You have a heavenly father. Because your mother was out prostituting, gambling, or whatever she did, that was still your mother. Don't wear a mask. God didn't hide you, so why should you hide others behind a mask? You know, the Bible tells us that when Solomon built the temple, he laid the foundation. He laid the large stone, costly stone, huge stone. There appears the foundation to be the best, even though no one would see it. That's the same way about your life. Start showing some accountability. And let me briefly tell you, these are some of the tag words I use today. Have some Christian accountability. If I never let anyone know that I am struggling, I deny other men and women the opportunity to share that test and trial with me. I deny other women and men the opportunity to be encouraged by my test and trial. When you do that, when you hide it behind a man, if you was an abused woman, you meet a woman that's going through abuse, share your testimony with that woman. Don't hide behind a man like you've been this, that, and a bag of chips. Let her know, baby, God brought me out of this. Let me tell you how what things happened to me that I can share with you to bring you out. No, I lost my job. I ain't trying to make like I'm sitting on easy street. Everybody give it to me. Let me show you. I lost my home. This is Overseer Sadie. I lost my home. I went to the church to get help and couldn't get help from the church that I was helping, that I was doing. Not only paying my tithe, not only paying my offering, everything they had, I was giving. But when I came down for a need, they couldn't help me, they say. I didn't put a mask on. I had 3 days to vacate the home that I live in. I didn't put a mask on. I went to Jesus. I didn't try to live above my means. So, all of you out in radio land and computer land today, take off the mask. If you only got 10 people in your congregation, don't lie and tell people you got 50 or 100. You got the faithful 10 God gave you. Work with the 10 God give you until he give you some more. Be faithful over the little. I'm faithful over. I was faithful standing on the street, giving out food, giving out clothes, feeding the homeless. God bless me now to have a little bit bigger space inside of a building. I thank God. I tell people where it's located. Come, you can get anything possibly, but furnished it right now, trying to work on front. I'm not putting no mass in front of me. There's a lot of circumstances that come up in my life that I don't like, just like everybody else, but I'm not hiding behind the mask. Today, we as Christians need to stand up, be counted. You know, if we was builders, we would be more likely to use regular stones to foundation, as long as it was strong. We probably would not spend on costly stones for something that would not be seen. But Solomon, the foundation was important to him, just like foundation with you all. The foundation I'm standing on is Jesus Christ. I want to be sure. I'm going to call an ace an ace, a spade a spade. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. I ain't going to put a mask on it. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you did something right, I'm going to give you your props. I'm going to say, you're doing good. Somebody icked me the wrong way, I'm going to go to God. God, how should I handle this situation? I ain't going to put a mask on it. Because we're going to, in this life, we're going to meet people that's going to abuse us, misuse us, mistreat us. But God looking at your heart, how are you going to do? No matter what they did to you or somebody else, are you going to treat them with loving kindness? Or are you going to get mad? Or are you going to hide behind a mask and throw daggers at them? Don't you know you as an individual going to have to go to God for that? So it's best if we just come up front. Just be true. Take that mask off today. It's just as important to God. God is building a spiritual house and spiritual stones in your life. He is building it with, well, you can go to 1 Peter 2 and 5. He puts a lot on the heart and mind, which are invisible to the natural eye. So why, when they are renewed, these invisible things will transform our attitude and character and lead us in to our destination. He is preparing each and every one of us today. First the natural, then the spiritual. You know, I thought about it. Here came practical teaching. You know, I had a teacher that instructed me to draw water with a pail. I did it over and over again for hours. Then he asked me of his large cement backyard in certain ways as he's instructed me. He said, okay, what did you learn from this here? And we have to know when to remove that mask off of us. You know, I thought about that. So let me take this opportunity to be open and honest. This may come as a huge surprise to you. I am not perfect. I have made some terrible mistakes like any and everybody else in my past. And I let God down daily. Some days I say, God, please help me. Because I want to be everything you want me to be. I don't want to carry a mask around and put on. You know, sometimes it's just to check it off my list. Are you reading your Bible daily? Are you praying daily? Are you giving people the time of day daily? Are you greeting people and meeting people with a smile? Or are you throwing daggers at them when they pass you? Think about that today. Are you wearing a mask? You know you got something that's burning on the inside of you, and I don't mean a sermon. I don't mean an encouraging word either. It's something that you want to get off of your chest to somebody, and God wants you to release that. Why are you hiding behind a mask today? Get that junk up out of you. If they don't receive it, once you have let it go, God have told you how to handle it and what to do, let it go. Take that mask off. You know, I know that God listens to me when I do pray and when I pray and when all of us pray. I'm going to add all them in there. And that he speak to me as well as he speak to you. And when I read his word, regardless of my intention for reading, God does not give up on me. He does not give up on you. I hope you don't either. All of the things that I have listed above, I have mastered and wish to share. But rather that all things I myself struggle with, I hope that others might find encouragement in them. You know, sometimes a little person behind my mask, I had to learn a long time ago, take that mask off. And I started to love, the little saying is, what you see is what you get. Because I am me. I'm not trying to be the Obamas. I'm not trying to be the Rockefellers. I'm not trying to be the Nixon. I'm going to be Jones, that I was born. Mary Elliott. I'm going to be me. God created me in his own perfect image with my own DNA. Why am I trying to be somebody else that I'm not? Why am I trying to take titles that don't even belong to me, that belong to somebody else? Let me wait on what God's going to give me. I'm just wanting to share today some of the things on take off the mask today. Because too many people are wearing a mask today. I hope you all that's listening today, search your own self and see, am I truly wearing a mask? Am I hiding it with makeup? Am I hiding it with innuendos? What am I doing? You know, the Lord does not look at things man look at. Man look at the outward appearance. Again, you find in 1 Samuel 16 and 7. But the Lord look at the heart. And just think about, when God look at our heart, do you want your heart to be clean and pure? You don't want all that junk in your heart. You don't want to have high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, all this stuff, gout, all these sickness coming up, and you don't know where they're coming from. But you want God to be pleased with you. And, you know, what matters, though, is how we handle it. You know, God doesn't expect followers to be perfect, but he does call them to be authentic. God knows that we are going to mess up. What matters, though, is how we handle it when we mess up. Do we repent, or do we just fall into the same sin because our sins are reoccurring? Then we need to ask ourselves, am I truly a follower of Jesus? Think about that today. I'm going to play another song, and I hope I have my switchboard is bright up. I hope someone come on and would like to talk about Take Off the Mask when I come back from this song.
Take me to the key. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the key. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, we are back. I hope some of my guests that's on my switchboard would like to call in and talk and share some things on taking off the mask. Excuse me. You know, one of the biggest things in life that can make you miserable is wearing a mask. A mask is anything that disguises or conceals who you really are. I have a guest that would like to come on. Let me bring them on right now. Guest, you're now on. Praise the Lord. I have guest Mary Code 832. You're on. Something must be wrong with a phone. Okay. But guess you're not on. We can't hear you. Praise God, praise God. You know, you wear a mask when you try to make a good impression. How many of you all do that? You wear a mask when you try to change to get others to like you. How many of you all do that? You wear a mask when you fake interest in something that you know that bores you. How many do that? How many of you really wear a mask? You wearing a mask to please somebody else. But are you pleasing yourself when you're wearing these masks? You're trying to cover up stuff instead of just show your true feelings, how you feel. If you don't want to go to a certain place, you wear a mask. If you're doing a certain thing, you wear a mask. Area code 832, you're on. Praise the Lord. 832? Okay. If anybody else would like to come on and comment on something about wearing a mask, please feel. Just hit one on your keypad. Hallelujah. You know, people wear that mask all the time and don't recognize how much this hurts their self-esteem and their self-confidence. The truth is more people can see right through all your mask. Your mask actually do the opposite from what you intended. They keep you separated from other people and make people distrust and dislike you. That's people that's wearing a mask. You think about that. One of the hardest things is actually recognize which is the mask in which the real person inside. This can overlap all too easy. Let me see, can I bring this caller back in? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Good morning.
Good to be aboard. I heard you earlier talking about wearing a mask. Well, that would consider Mark 4:38, sometimes there are storms that cause the mask to come about. Sometimes there are indifferences that we choose to wear a mask other than represent ourselves because we don't really know how to face the public or reality. Facing reality is the most important thing in uncovering the mask. When you go through a storm, Deuteronomy 28 says you have the power to change and to endure and to make or to even shape your life or to even determine life and death. You make that change. You as an individual. Hebrews 12:1 says, in the change of life, in making the change and becoming the person that God has ordained you to be, will involve empowerment, empowering your life to the livelihood of God, to finalize the processes of what God will give and what God is doing and what God is showing us, how we must revelate ourselves and how we must become the children of God. And by doing so, we have to understand that life is a challenge, and any challenge will bring change, and any change is going to bring a restitution to what we need to do, how we need to go about doing it. And in the restitution of change, there are differences in our lives that we have to encounter, that we live. Every day we live as unto the Lord, or we're supposed to live every day as unto the Lord. And to be empowered means that I've recognized that I'm determined, whatever things come my way, whether they're good or whether they're bad, whether they're old or whether they are new, any change will create an atmosphere of enmity. When I say that, some changes will create hurt. Most changes do, because nobody wants to make a change. Therefore, if I'm already in the public eye, the public forum, and I'm looking to be a messenger of the Most High God, I've been chosen to take the gospel, to preach the gospel like you're doing now. I've been chosen to represent Jesus Christ in the way that I've never known him before. For example, let's go to the upper room. There was a challenge when they heard the voice of God, and when Peter was preaching, and when the admiration of the upper room came into view. Many thought about, why should I go up to the upper room? What's there? But some were led by the Spirit, and if you're led by the Spirit, it's going to make some changes. They were led by the Spirit. Only 120 out of that whole group of people, 120 people were led to the upper room, and they went, and they found that there was a Christ, the Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Savior. They were given a chance to reconcile. They came out of a dying atmosphere into a life of reality and purpose and intent. And in order to take the mask off, you have to realize that God is who he is. He's a revelator. He's the king. He's God. He's truth. He's light. He's light. He's he's purity. He's the king of the world. He's the reporter of the atmosphere. He's the Messiah. And all sometimes he's repulsive in the things that he does. When judgment comes, that's the repulsive thing that come about. But until that time of judgment, God gives us an opportunity to define the moments of our lives, to look at the hope atmosphere that we're hoping that one day I can see the Master's face, and I'm moving toward that daily. But there are going to be some changes that's going to come that will allow us to keep ourselves in the benefit of God's grace and the maturity of his love. And that's Corinthians 15. And in the book of Acts 4, it tells us how to define our lives and to be empowered with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what I see in taking the mask off. Wisdom of experience. Take the mask off, and you'll find that light and the opportunity that God gives us can point toward the rewards and the potentials that come along with the maturity in our lives as Christians. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Thank you, Carla, area code 832. Thank you so much for that. I know the listening audience and those that's online, whether they're computer or by phone, they are listening to that. Praise God. You know, now is the time to take off your mask, because God wants to develop character and shape you to fulfill your destiny. If not something you and I probably own, you know, it is a work of the Holy Spirit in you. But you can cooperate, putting yourself in a position to be transformed. You know, I thought about it. Do I have someone I'm accountable to other than God? Do I have someone who can speak into my life? Can I be totally transparent with this person? Can I accept correction with an open mind? We're talking about taking the mask off, you all. When someone hurt me, do I forgive him or her and allow God to avenge, become bitter, and retaliate? When I forgive someone who has wronged me, do I release him or her, love him or her as before, or put him on a probation period? Do I rejoice in my enemy's tragedy, whatever it may be? Taking off the mask, you all, today. Women and men, do I dress to entice men with my physical appearance? Do I use my outward appearance as a cover or mask out of insecurity? And just think about it. If, you know, if your answer lets you know your heart is not in the condition, go to him now, just as you are. You don't need to hide behind a mask or nobody. He loves you and wants to set you free from any and from all the bondage of your sin. Remember, Jesus came to seek not the righteous, but sinners. He, the healthy, who need a physician, but the sick, his grace is sufficient. God complete his work in you. You will begin to reflect not a false yourself, but the character of his son. Take off the mask. Why risk it today? This is how most of us think, at least subconsciously. We don't want to risk letting people see the bad stuff in us. If we don't let people see just the good stuff, if we never let them see the bad stuff, we will be accepted and will be able to enjoy good friendship with others around us. You know, that's a major fault to this line of thinking. Think about it. If you are being accepted by the people around you because of the false front you present, then deep down you know that it is only a false front that is being accepted, not the real you. Come from behind the mask. You know, that's why so many women who were seen as picture perfect are in reality struggling with deep insecurity. Don't be satisfied with lukewarm relationships. Be willing to risk vulnerability. What do you rob yourself of when you live behind the mask? You rob yourself of Christian accountability, wise advice, prayer, acceptance, you know, and unwise advice. If I never let anyone know that I am having difficulty with something, I deny myself the possibility of good advice for mature men and women of God. Prayer. If I never let anyone see the real me, what kind of prayer covering will I have? And accepted. Everybody wants to be accepted. If I only offer bits and pieces of me to others, where will I draw acceptance from? Yes, God accepts you, but whether we admit it to ourselves or not, we need to experience acceptance from the body of Christ. And then I thought about, well, how do you respond to people who are being transparent, people who are letting it all hang out with no pretense or mask. Do you see the negative immediately judging them? Do you find yourself secretly wishing that they would put a mask on? You know, honestly, I had thought that. Sometimes it is just easy to not see inside of other people. But that is just pure selfishness. This is not the heart of our Father in heaven. He sees inside of all of us and loves us anyway. You know, the next time that someone come along with no mask on, letting all their emotion and negative traits hang out, take some time to really check them out. Look them right in the eye. Consider everything about them. So today I tell you, so take off your mask. Quit working on your exterior. If you keep working to make your interior match the exterior, you will never succeed. If you are in the right place on the inside, the exterior will naturally fall into place. Today, we've been talking about take off your mask. And so many Christians are wearing masks today, trying to hide this, trying to cover up this. Just take off the mask. Just be who God created you to be. You are a beautiful person, each and every person that's listening on the sound of my voice. God made each and every one of you unique, individual, the way he wanted you to be. You don't have to alter your body, alter your speech or your looks to be accepted. Take off the mask today. And at this time, I will play us one more song. I want to thank everyone that came to the broadcast today because God can work it out on Take Off the Mask. So I hope all of us learned something today, including me, on taking off the mask. Just be who you are. Be who God created. Stop trying to be something somebody else wants you to be, some making you over. Be what God has created you to be. You are a beautiful person. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast today, I want to thank all the guests that came on today. Please check with us again next week. We'll have another exciting topic. In Jesus' name, I want you all to finish listening to the song as we go off the air. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Love y'all.